Matter, not even at the high school in Pinsk. Many of the masters in the Russian schools were without knowledge of their subjects and without the slightest training in teaching. Often they had obtained their positions through influential friends who probably considered them unfit for any other office in the Russian bureaucracy, but good enough for a schoolteacher's job in a provincial town like Pinsk. Such a man was the teacher of mathematics.
5 minutes to be exact,
so we can do something else.
Must we?
Who said that?
No one, I suppose. It's the way it's always around here. Just let me hear one more interruption, just one more, and I'll punish the whole class. Now copy this down. X to the 4th minus 13x squared plus 36 equals 0.
Please, sir, can you show us this one as an example?
What? Can't you do it?
Please, sir, I forgot it.
Oh, very well, just this one now. Let me see. Yes, first you rewrite the equation. X to the 4th minus 13x squared equals minus 36.
That's not the way to do it.
Who said it's not the way? Who said it?
I did, sir.
Ah, so it's you, Weitzman. You always know better than everyone else. And I suppose it was you interrupting me before.
No, sir. Ah! I swear it's honor.
You're Jewish honor, no doubt. A lot of value we can attach to that.
Please, sir,
speak what I say, not otherwise. But since you think yourself so clever, show us how you would do it. Come on, explain.
Resolve it into factors, sir.
Factors?
Yes, sir. Factors.
Oh, yes, factors. Therefore, x squared plus x squared minus...
It must be minus in both brackets.
Minus in both? Yes, quite right. I was just trying to catch you. Factors of 36... 12 and 3. Ha! You see, it will work this way.
Yes, sir, it will. Try 9 and 4.
9 and 4? Oh, yes, 9 and 4. Quite right.
Then x squared minus 9 equals
4. I know. Therefore, x equals 9 or 4.
X squared.
I meant x squared. Therefore, x equals 3 or 2.
Please, sir, which is the right answer?
What do you mean, which is the right answer? It's a quadratic equation. Therefore, it has two answers, you idiot.
Four answers in this case, sir.
If I say it has two answers, it has two.
Yes, sir. All the same, it is 4.
What?
It can also be minus 2 and minus 3.
I will not tolerate this insubordination. Be silent, all of you. Class dismissed. Vice will remain behind.
Bad luck. Every time I have trouble, Weitzman, it comes from you.
But, sir...
What I mean is it comes from the Jewish boys in the class. I'm not surprised that His Majesty desires to make laws against your people. You're so obstinate. You always have to argue.
Please, sir.
Don't argue. If I say a thing is so, it is so. And I don't want any arguments from you. Now you must be taught a lesson. You'll copy out these two pages. And better see that it's done properly, I'll report you to the principal. You must learn obedience.
Do
You should learn math.
Oh, Weitzman. Did you collect those chemistry books for me?
Yes, sir. They're all over there for you.
Thank you. By the way, what's keeping you in here?
Punishment, sir.
Punishment? Oh, why?
Because I gave the right answer, sir.
Now, Weitzman, I don't want to hear things like that.
I'm sorry, sir.
It's probably because you argued about it.
Well, yes, I did.
Well, never mind. Incidentally, did you check the boiling point of the substance I gave you in the last lesson?
Not yet, sir.
Well, I shall be working in the laboratory for a little while, so if you'd like to come down and see me when you've done it, we can check it then.
Thank you, sir. Oh, Mr. Koyenko, sir.
What, sir?
I'd like to thank you for all the help you've given me with chemistry.
I want to encourage anyone who has a flair for it. And you obviously have.
If it wouldn't have been for you, sir, we wouldn't have had the laboratory. All the boys appreciate that.
I hope so. At any rate, all except those who aren't any good at science.
Oh, we may not be all good at it, sir, but we all like it.
Now, why do you suppose that is?
Well, sir, I know you may not like me saying this, but you're the only master who treats us like human beings.
Nonsense! It's silly to say things like that.
But it's true, sir. Didn't you always tell us that scientists must seek for the truth? Well, sir, that is the truth.
Is it? I don't know whether I ought to feel angry or flattered.
I didn't mean to annoy you, sir.
Oh, of course you didn't. You are a funny boy, Chaim. You are a good student. You still have a motor?
Yes, sir.
How far is it from here?
About 25 miles.
I have never been there.
Very small.
Coming to Princeton must have been quite an adventure for you.
It was.
What was the main thing that struck you?
Paved streets, I suppose.
What?
Paved streets. We haven't any motor, just matter.
Really?
But if the temperature improves, father says we'll all move to Princeton.
Your father must find it expensive keeping you at school here.
Oh, he used to, but now I'm independent.
That's very enterprising of you. How do you manage that?
Well, where I stay, I don't have to pay for my board and lodging.
How's this? You have relatives?
No, I work for the family in the evening.
Doing what?
Well, I supervise the son's homework.
I see. And for that you get your board and lodging?
Yes, sir. And 50 rubles a year.
Which is quite a help.
It is for my father. As it is, he has to work throughout the year to keep our family.
You miss your home, I expect.
Sometimes. But I go home when I can.
How do you do that?
I make the journey in a car.
Isn't it extravagant to hire a car? Why, that must cost as much as 3 or 4 rubles.
I don't hire one, sir.
What do you do then?
I usually wait for a good opportunity. A shopkeeper from Motol comes to Pinsk to get stock. So I climb into the back and we travel with the hay and bundles.
How long does the journey take?
Oh, they don't hurry. It's about 24 hours.
Where do you sleep then?
In the open air. The carts move into the side of the road, and we sleep under the stars.
That's amazing. With all that, you still find time to do your own work. Good work, too. I hope this last lot is no exception.
I hope so, too, sir. So I did make a mistake in the second problem. I corrected it, though. I think it's clear.
Mistake now. Where do you read?
There, so that should be CaCO3, and that's CaO.
Calcium oxide, that's right. Uh-huh. What's the sampler doing in here?
Oh, sir, I left my mistake.
An advertisement for a Zionist meeting.
Yes, sir.
Surely you are too young to be interested in such things.
Not if you are a Jew, sir.
Do you actually go to these meetings?
Yes, sir, and I collect for them.
Collect what?
Money.
Money? What is this money used for?
To help settle colonists in Palestine.
Tell me, do the Jews still believe that Palestine will be theirs again?
Now more than ever.
Really? I didn't know.
Well, you're not a Jew, sir.
No. Tell me, do the Turkish authorities allow Jewish immigration?
No.
Well then, how can you speak of colonies?
Well, you see, sir, every Jew who goes to Palestine is given a red ticket by the Turks. It must be produced on demand, and the Turks can expel the Jew if they wish. But once they are there, they find ways of getting back. You know it, sir.
In that case, it sounds as if Turkish officialdom is very much like the Russian one.
Yes. But you won't say anything about all this to anyone, sir.
You know, we'll keep it strictly between ourselves. And, tell me, do you plan on going to Palestine yourself?
One day, I will.
Well, now you better get that math punishment of yours done or you won't be going anywhere at all. In one day, you can come down to the laboratory and see. All right?
Yes.